You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Gateway is undergoing another change at the top. The president and CEO of the Technical College, Ritu Raju, is a finalist for the presidency at South Central College in Minnesota. Her potential departure comes just after 2 years at Gateway. The city of Racine is shifting its live streaming of meetings from Facebook to YouTube. A statement says the city wants to make things more accessible to people without a social media account. Past meetings will be uploaded to YouTube for preservation. Racine's State Street Lift Bridge will be closed from April 7th to April 12th for repairs. Traffic will be redirected to Hamilton during that time frame. The Racine Family YMCA's Lighthouse Run will take place on June 14th. This year, there's prize money for top finishers. The event, starting at Festival Park, marks the 47th annual running of the Racine Race. And there were protests yesterday during a public hearing on plans for a new natural gas power plant in Oak Creek. Environmental groups say there could be health risks related to the project. The Public Service Commission is deciding on whether We Energies can go ahead with converting its coal-fired facility to natural gas. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is a result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins at point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, oh, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him, and he's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV, I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynny P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual, I wish I was British or black voice, girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on. She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added it stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands. Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors who are oftentimes younger women. In actors fishing for work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played Peeta, Katniss's love interest, in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be west, switching to the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, an isolated sprinkle or flurry or two possible, 36 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52. We're talking low 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.